It is time for the talkback segment of the Tuesday morning show, the Phenology talkback segment. A little different today, though.
Well,
right?
Yeah. You know, kind of slim pickings right now, to steal a name from the old movies. Not a lot of things going on. This is kind of a funny time of the year. We're sort of transitioning into fall, getting ready for all of that.
First day of school.
And I've got a bunch of kids out doing phenology starting this week, and I expect that in the next couple of weeks we're going to have a ton of phenology. And of course, we always invite you to share your observations with us. You can call our talkback number, that is 218-999-9876. You can send an email to comments@kaxe.org. You can send emails to me personally, JLatimer@kaxe.org. And you can always reach us by sending us a letter. We love to get your letters. 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. Couple of quick notes. Nice video on the season watch of bumblebees forcing their way into closed gentians. The closed gentians are probably at their peak of bloom right now. You're probably going to see them along the rivers in this area, lake shores. That's where they like to hang out. Kind of a closed, bottled sort of a flower, and the bumblebees are just like, forget that. They just push their way in, and there's a great video on Season Watch that shows that exact thing happening. So lots of fun. Check out Season Watch. Lots of things going on. We'll have lots more about what's happening in northern Minnesota on the Phenology Show coming up in about half an hour. But right now, we had a camper on our property this morning, actually a couple of them. Daniel Lee from Mankato, Minnesota. Daniel, you were sleeping. You said it was kind of a cool night last night here.
Yeah, it was on and off raining, a little windy. We had the benefits of having a little bit of head cover over us last night, which was great.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you aboard. So what's going on? What are you guys up to?
So I'm paddling the Mississippi on a paddleboard to raise money to send kids to camp through the ACA, America's Camp Association. So I have a GPS system on me, so right now people can follow where I am throughout the way. I'll keep moving my pin along down the river. And then I send out some videos and photos to keep people updated on what's going on so that we can raise some money to get kids back outside in a great atmosphere at a camp. So,
all right. Well, you and I are simpatico on that for sure. So your GPS unit, how many river miles have you traveled up to this point? Did you check recently?
I haven't, no. I'm trying not to count.
There's
too many miles. When it gets closer to half, maybe three-fourths, like, then I'll start counting them. But I have some friends back home that are great supporters, and they call me every day, and they're keeping track of my miles for me so I don't have to go insane.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'm trying to do... Come average, I'm trying to do 50 miles a day for 50 days.
So when did you start?
I started Thursday morning at 6.
Okay.
And so I've been paddling between 10 to 12 hours a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And then yesterday was my slow day of 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
But the wind's been great. Like you were saying, you were sailing. I sailed across Cass.
Oh, nice,
I took my hammock out of my bag, and I connected it to my paddle, and I used it to sail across Cass.
Sweet.
Yeah. I was trying to save some energy there.
I mean, I hear you. Yeah.
When I know I got Winnie coming up after Cass. And
what happened on Winnie?
Winnie was awesome. Dude, I went against what the map says, going straight across it, and I had wind at my back the whole way. Nothing huge. I had maybe half foot waves that pushed me all the way across it.
Nice.
It took me like 3 to 4 hours to get across Lake Winnie.
Yeah. That's a pretty good stretch, too.
Yeah, that's,
I know that
18
one.
Miles.
Wow. Are you out there alone?
Yeah, I am. I just ran into a paddler that left on Monday. His name is Max, and he's from Chicago. He's canoeing it.
He's canoeing it.
Yeah.
Single.
Yeah.
Solo, and you're solo on a board.
Yeah, so far how all the people on the river right now are single paddlers. So.
Okay. How do you paddle? How do you maintain your gear on the board?
My board I have set up is technically a race board, but I have attached D-rings on it so then I can clip my gear down to the front and the back so that I balance the weight out, and then I stand in the middle just like a normal board.
Wow. Yeah. And your gear must be all waterproofed.
I have dry bags that everything's in.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Way cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're at the corner now. You know, lot of people say, you know, well, what side of the river do you live on? And up to this point, we say we're either north of the river or south of the river, and it makes people a little confused because once you get through Grand Rapids, it's pretty much east and west.
Yeah,
either
exactly.
East of the river or west. But
yeah, everyone was confused when I first started the trip. They're like, you know, you're heading the wrong way. I was like, no, the river flows north.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that, which is great that we get to educate people that are from Minnesota about our Mississippi headwaters and where it flows. So
yeah. Well, this is pretty exciting, and it must be a lot of fun. Have you seen some
amazing things? The first day I was attacked by bees. second day, that was 3 hours into paddling.
I see a guy standing on a paddleboard trying to maintain his balance while swinging a paddle at buzzing bees.
No, I jumped in the river.
Ah, that a boy.
Second day, I thought I was going to get attacked by a swan. I've had plenty of deer jump off into the woods or out in front of me. I've seen beavers the size of little children. I've never seen such big beavers in my life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I go trapping down in southern Minnesota, but nothing like the beavers up here.
Wow.
But it's cool. Been great.
All right.
So
tell us a little bit about the American Camping Association and how can we participate?
Yeah. So if you're interested to hear more about my day-to-day activities and what's going on, you can follow my webpage, which is damdaniel.com. And there's a GPS app there. There's a donate button so that you can donate to the cause. And the cause goes to the ACA. All the money goes to the ACA. America's Camp Association is a great foundation that does scholarships and donations to kids to help get them outdoors, so that money isn't an issue. You know, I don't think a kid being able to go outside and experience new things should have anything to do with money. And I think the ACA is just doing an amazing job. They have over 2,400 camps in the U.S. They reach about 7.2 million kids every summer.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're getting the outreach, which is what we want. So,
how did you come to this?
I worked at a camp that was through the ACA called Camp Lincoln and Camp Lake Hubert in Nisswa, Minnesota for three summers.
I'm going to Camp Lake Hubert on Saturday.
Yeah, it's an absolutely small, beautiful lake. It's actually got some of the best smallmouth fishing in Minnesota, right? Yeah, the kept secret, right? But I worked there. I did everything from a barn management to wilderness director to trip director for 3 years. And I just got to see the growth in kids, and then I saw the growth in myself. Like, I used to hate water. I used to hate heights. Now I rock climb. Now I go paddleboarding. Now I go swimming. I'm lifeguard certified. All these different things that I used to hate because I wasn't experienced in them. I didn't have the knowledge and education about the different topics. And then once that happened, I'm full bore. Anything I haven't done, I want to do. So
yeah, give me a new experience.
Exactly.
I've yet to try the paddleboard, but I'm young.
Right. And surprisingly, paddleboards are pretty simple. Like a lot of people think they're really tippy, but
they're not.
You start with your knees, get used to the balance, and then move up to your feet.
I've done a little windsurfing, so.
We put a link on our Facebook and our Twitter account, too, to Damn Daniel, so people can check that out.
Yeah, and if they also want to follow my Instagram, it's Damn Dan Lee is my Instagram, and then Snapchat is where I do, like, my little blips throughout the day, a little comedy to relieve myself from paddling for 12 hours a day. It's Lee, L-E-E-D-4 is my Snapchat.
Okay.
And
I got to ask, How do you, I'm assuming that you're communicating with the world through a phone of some sort, yep. a smartphone.
Yeah, I have a smartphone.
How do you make sure that it stays dry? Just don't fall off?
Don't fall off. It's in a life-proof
case. How's that working for you?
I have only fallen off once this trip.
And it sounds like you got off once willingly.
Yes, exactly. But I had a boat driver who was curious when I was sailing across Cass. He came and did a circle around me and created some bigger waves. But curiosity didn't kill this cat. So.
All right. Good to hear it. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. Continued good trip for you. I hope the journey turns out to be really successful. KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.